Thank you very much. The guy that taught me everything that I know, if I'm ever good at music, it's all on the account of a guy named Lee Allen. And when I was about 12 years old, I got to know Lee. And you may never have heard of him, but you've heard him just about every day of your life, and one or two of you might even have been conceived while he was playing. He did all the tenor sax solos and all the great R&B and early rock and roll records that came out of New Orleans in the 1950s, all the Fats Domino hits, all the Little Richard hits, Shirley and Lee, Roy Brown, Earl King, Professor Longhair, all that jazz. And later on, we let him be a member of the Blasters to make us sound better. And like I said, I owe him just about everything. And he passed away a couple years ago, and so this one's for him. Well, now I went down to the Dewdrop Inn, and I asked the bartender, hey man, you seen my old friend? Oh man, he said, you know your friend ain't here no more, 'cause he had some fine young thing just slipped out the back door. And I said, oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? Oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? Now I asked all of them hustlers hanging out on Bourbon Street. I asked all the jealous husbands, and I checked with the chief of police. All the beautiful women, well, they know just who I mean, 'cause all they did was shake their heads and smile back at me and say, oh, oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? Oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? They said, oh, oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? Oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? Now the fat man, he was cut over on Rampart Street, and all the children were jumping to Earl Palmer's beat. And everybody looked round when the time for the solo came, and I could hear them all, the big and small, singing his name. They sang, oh, oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? Oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be? I said, oh, oh, Mr. Lee, where can you be?